Live from Cape Town, this is the Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape. The Voice of the Cape.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Good morning. In this segment, speaking to James Matshubeng, the CEO of Matoto Technologies. Good morning to you, James, and a warm welcome.
Good morning, Aisha, and good morning to your listeners.
Lovely to be chatting to you this morning. James, briefly tell us about yourself.
thanks for the opportunity, Aisha. My name is Matshubeng James. I was born and bred in Limpopo province. I come from an area called Madeira, Asikororo. So that's where I did all my schoolings. And from there, I went on to study engineering at TUT, which, sorry about that. And then I later went on to study a diploma in IT at UJ. Mm-hmm. So I joined the corporate sector in 2003, but, you know, Aisha, I always knew that in few years to come, I would become my own boss, and that's the reason that I only lasted like 10 years in the space, in the corporate space.
Yes.
So I worked for a number of IT companies. I then later moved to one of the big four banks. So from there, 2013, I quit. It was quite a nice paying job, but I had to quit because I needed to start this. And, you know, like in business, I needed to also become a jack of all trades. So yes. I enrolled at a number of business incubation organizations so that I can learn these business strategies and the corporate culture, the corporate language, and so forth.
So you want to empower other entrepreneurs as well and to tell them you can do what you can, live your dream. I suppose you mentioned earlier on, you know, having studied at many institutions as well and wanting to be your own boss and to have your own company was something that was, you know, it was with you all the time that you want to make success thereof. You've enrolled at many institutions. So tell us, you know, to other entrepreneurs, what innovative solutions have you applied in order to keep your business operational, and especially during these trying times of the pandemic as well?
Yeah, that's true, Aisha. So this pandemic actually found us on our journey already to cloud adoption. So it didn't come as a surprise because we acted like we've known already. So some few years back, we knew that we needed to migrate, to resolve issues faster and achieve a successful cloud adoption initiative. So today our clients are enjoying the benefits of partnering with Matoto Technologies as their preferred IT services company. So be it 24/7 email hosting or Microsoft 365 Business Voice or even a normal secure cloud backup storage. So Matoto Technologies has your back. So it is through those innovation or innovative solutions that that enabled us to still thrive even during the pandemic season.
Okay. So what do you think of the social divide and the economic woes exposed by the pandemic?
Sure. Aisha, I think it highlights the actual gap between the rich, the poor, and the middle class. So if you look at it, many poor and the middle class families are suffering the most. Why? Because they are struggling already, even before the pandemic, to put food on the table. So now, especially with lockdowns forcing them to stay home, we just got moved to level 4 this week. So companies are retrenching many employees. So it is a burden.
Okay. It says that according to the United Nations Development Programme, it is estimated that South Africa will take at least 5 years to recover from this pandemic. Are you ready for that? And as an entrepreneur, where would you like some assistance?
Definitely. So we need to make adjustments as to how business is done. So the world has evolved. The world is moving to cloud. So this, I think, will help in sustaining us for the coming year, be it pandemic or not. And also business risk measures like money injections, strategic partnership with corporates and other government entities. I think that will also help in stopping many businesses from closing down.
Indeed. You're in technology, so this question shouldn't be as hard as the others, perhaps. The pandemic has forced us to become a global community in a very short period of time. So have you grown your entrepreneurship in the community, and how is that working for you?
Okay, it's quite good, Aisha, and thanks for that question. So by engaging with different entrepreneurs from all around the world, and even social media, because that's where lately we spend most of our time on. So also with programs similar to we've got in Cape Town, there is a Startup Cycles, of which I am a member or a student, where entrepreneurs and investors, we meet to tackle these real-life problems.
So what you're actually saying is, even if you're an entrepreneur and you feel you're successful, you know, to continue to empower yourself is very important.
Definitely, definitely. We need to learn every day. We need to grow every day.
Yes.
So I think that's what's critical for every entrepreneur out there.
So is that the advice you'll give to other fellow entrepreneurs as well?
I would say to my fellow entrepreneurs, always be prepared to learn. Apply and to look at new opportunities that can better you as an entrepreneur on how to efficiently run your business, and be willing to change and innovative. You cannot just be stagnant and wait for things to move, you
okay.
know?
So just a final question, how can our listeners make contact with you, and especially, you know, during these times of difficulty, to get some more information and to learn from you as well, James?
Aisha, it's an opportunity for me to say I'm quite impressed and by the number of people that contact me, and we interact and so forth, and we learn from each other. So, for the company, for Madoto Technologies, for any other service that might be of importance to our listeners in Cape Town or countrywide, our website is www.madoto.co.za. Our office number is 011-056-5042. And I'm always available on my cell as well, 24/7, because it's business at the end of the day. We need to move the world. So I'm on 082-829-4411. And across all the social platforms, my handle is at Inventpreneur. So it's Invent for Inventor and Premier for Entrepreneur.
We say a big thank you, James, for chatting to us this morning and bringing hope to other budding entrepreneurs and those who find themselves in difficult times as well. And the assistance will definitely come from your side. Thank you so much and all the success.
Thank you very much, Aisha. The pleasure is mine.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
The Voice of the Cape, 91.3 FM Stereo.